بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا ذكر أصحابي فأمسكوا، وإذا ذكر القدر فأمسكوا، وإذا ذكر النجوم فأمسكوا. To observe silence in the face of these three situations. One is people begin to talk about taqdeer. Keep quiet, move away. For the entire mystery of taqdeer, nobody understands. And the guess is that the hereafter you won't understand. There are certain matters that Allah Ta'ala has revealed. So the human mind can digest it. There are others that Allah Ta'ala has concealed. But try as you want, you're not going to understand it fully. Like you got your limitations. In other matters, I asked you to carry 20 kilos, you will carry it. And I asked you to carry 2,000 kilos, for the limit. I ask you to look at that wall, you can look. Beyond the wall, you can't. Why? That's the limit. Your intelligence also is limited. To a certain point it can work, beyond that it cuts off. So, like Allah Ta'ala said, exams and trials for the body. Fasting, trial for the body. Not looking at haram, trial for the eyes. Not listening to music, rebirth that sets up, trial for the ears. So the trial for the intelligence is that certain prohibited areas, don't try to explore them. You'll be safe, your imam will be right, and you'll be happy. And you'll try to do all these things, and they put themselves into problems. One person you say now, what can we do now? I'm forced. Why can we have forced me? This karima is giving anything and his defenses are forced from it. Or did it? So it's a mango season now. Just started here. And this has got some beautiful export grade. Too good. All ripened, too beautiful. So, we go into the orchard celebrating. So the owner is watching from this distance what this person is doing. She says, alright, about 4 or 5, if he takes, or he couldn't resist, leave it out. And become as they want it. But he sees this person has got a big sack, and he's pulling up. 1, 2, so the boss comes up, by what are you doing? See, his hands belong to Allah Ta'ala. My feet climb the tree, it belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Then this mouth belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala's hand, this tree belongs to Allah Ta'ala. The fruit also belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala's hand took Allah Ta'ala's fruit, broke it, and put it into Allah's mouth. So you can't do anything. I see everybody talks, they talk according to their own. And what the hadith is saying, I don't get it, see here. Some areas are within your scope of understanding, and some you can't understand, so leave it. You'll be safe, and your life will be smooth. The Uru said, "What is boy? Bamba, Dunza, catch him, bring him down. Get the shambok and the rope also." So, pass a nimba and start shamboking. "What are you doing? You know Allah, everything is Allah." He said, "You know what happened? You are Allah Ta'ala's, the rope is Allah Ta'ala's. So Allah Ta'ala's rope tied up Allah Ta'ala's man. The shamuk is also Allah Ta'ala's. So the shamuk, Allah Ta'ala's shamuk, hit Allah Ta'ala's man. So this mystery you're not going to unfold. The nibid. What we understand is that the Sharia is a blessing. Why we say the Sharia is a blessing? We are commanded to conform and to act upon the Sharia. So when we're going to conform and act upon the Sharia, then everybody's property will be respected. Should it say that this is his property, so don't encroach. This is his house, don't enter. It is his daughter, don't interfere. Right? That's the law of the Sharia. So, in the absence of the law of the Sharia, is his property safe? Is his house safe? Is his daughter safe? Nothing is safe. And the people will say, he belongs to Allah Ta'ala. When he belongs to Allah Ta'ala, I am Allah Pak's, she is Allah Pak's, the house is Allah Pak's. So what's wrong in me getting in and taking what I want in to take? That's how people will see things. What you will conform, what you will emulate is the Sharia. What you will believe in is the Taqdeer. It happened by the Taqdeer of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will it happen? So therefore, it happened that way. But you will conform, you will emulate the Sharia. In emulating the Sharia, there is goodwill for everybody. It's his property, I want to approach. I want to encroach. It is his house, I want to get inside. It is his daughter, you won't interfere. Right? Everything will be right. But if you go on this mode, or on this rule, it belongs to Allah Ta'ala, everything is Allah Ta'ala's, then I ask you, will there be any system? There won't be any system. So the Sharia actually is a blessing. Taqdeer also is a blessing, but Taqdeer is a blessing when Taqdeer is used correctly. Now you got a virus story carrying on, right? So if you leave out the deal, then this virus story becomes a problem. Because your mind will be in overdrive. This person got affected. That person died. Why? That person touched him. Or he coughed and his saliva got him. Had he not coughed, saliva did not come, he would not got sick. And because the saliva got him, therefore he got sick and therefore he died. So he actually murdered this person. See now, when you're going on this rule here, what are you going on? A very difficult path. Very difficult path. Because if you extend that rule, then someone is sick, then nobody is going to visit him. Or visit him from 1 mile, so that the virus can't get you. Because if you're in the same room, if it's here, then you jump on that side, jump that side, eventually get you. So move away. So if you go on that story, there will be nobody to treat the sick. I was surprised, I checked my parents, Malfuzat, that Malfuzi gave around 1340, which means 100 years ago. But he says, kis qadar bedardi ki baat hai? What a heartless situation, inhumane situation. The man is sick there, 20 meters, 30 meters, so the doctor, he's talking about that age. The doctor is not coming close. He'll be standing about 40 meters away. So the sick person thinks, hey, there's no hope for me. He's thrown in isolation. So who's going to take care of him? He's not a furniture. He's not inhuman. He needs warmth. He needs human love. He needs attention. So Mas is a... There was a doctor there. He gives the name of the doctor. But he would take the first patient in his arms. In his arms, and he would administer the medication. See, some of them, the pulse was so high, you know, so hot. Ancient doctors, they would feel the pulse. It was so hot that he got blisters just touching it. But he would take those patients in his arms and personally treat them, administer medication. And his success rate was almost 95%. 95% success rate. Or 97%. Now, that patient in that state needs sympathy, he needs love, he needs attention. And the child, the wife, and everybody is keeping the father away. You cause this problem here, and you just stay isolated in this room. So you think now they isolate you into a room. So the thought is that, see, what a problem I have now. And then he's dreaming of death, or death coming from this window, from that window, from the front, which coming, where is coming? Is that humane? Is that what you call humanitarian? So that you will not even treat your sick, number one. Number two is, there are so many problems in the janazas. Both in Durban and Zobo. I think Bilal Sabir, I think it was. He was saying they were using that payload, LTV, to fill the graves up. They don't want to go in. And their own father, their own child, but they won't. They're not doing the kafan. No ghusl, just got the plastic. And maybe just hosing or thing, or just putting thermo or something, and they'll take it away. So, this was brought in the Wifaq. I said that ghusl is farz-e kifaya. In the farz-e kifaya, nobody will do it, all will do it. So he took the courage, even did it, made a noise. Some people didn't like it, be it as it may. Then they started it all. So, when you're going to take it in the extremes, then this is going to be the consequence. There will be nobody to look after your sick, nobody to bury your sick or your dead. It will be like an Abu Lahab story. When he passed away, right? And his household, you want to touch him. They got some Abyssinians to dig a pit and take a long bamboo and push him down. That same concept, you know, that this thing will pass on. So now you imagine you died, and this is what they're doing to you. Are you comfortable? You think 10 down, or it was your father, someone that you did all this, 10 years down the line, that this house you have treated, you'll be comfortable. So this new concept, really. It's an extremist concept. It's not humane, not human friendly. One horse, and all missing the place, and all the people. Three professional people, all caught it, right? So all separated in different rooms. Here one room, here another one. Then when meals time, they come and leave it outside the door. Then the phone, meals. He doesn't have any love, any comfort, any warm, nothing. Imagine about two people in that house died. There were many places where they took maximum precaution, and all those guys, from the beginning, no Juma namaz, no Zohar namaz, no Jamaat, nothing, absolutely nothing. It's a total isolation, 6 months, 8 months, death. What do you say that? So extremism is not right. After all, you didn't see in the Sahaba's life, right, that they isolated the person, they closed the masjid, they didn't allow them to stand shoulder to shoulder. Do you find anything here? The worst case scenario may be one person was sick, so he must have stood in the back. That's the worst case scenario. But because of an epidemic, did you ever hear they closed the masjid? Or did you ever hear the Sahaba, or any person from that time till now, stood 2 meters apart? There were epidemics then too. 10,000, 15,000 people passed away. Do you ever hear that? So this extreme case, this extremism is not right. Then those that are practicing that extremism, then they are selective. In the mango flights, they go sitting shoulder to shoulder. It makes you wonder now, how this virus thing works. Doesn't work on the air, works on the ground. It works on the ground, when you're boarding on the ground, and then you're landing on the ground again. So how does it work now? Oh, just that the flight is protected now. Huh? How does it work? Our taxis were operating as normal. So the government knows that it's not as bad as they make it to be. Otherwise they would have stopped all those flights. They will stop all the taxis as well. But they open the flights and they open the taxis. Then the shopping malls open. It's not necessities of life. So that means the virus says that, see, when you're going for necessities, I'll keep away. You'll go for necessities, come back. So it's extremism and it's illogical. Now, a woman wants to feed her child, so she can't feed her child. Did you ever hear she's not feeding her child? She'll feed her child, she'll cuddle the child, play with the child. Everything is telling on all that. So they confused the whole thing. Some people went to extremism. Some people broke their family structures. So, and the worst hit was, approximately 15 million South Africans were at the point of starvation. No work. There were cases that came from Vanessa. Man is a multimillionaire. But he's telling me, I got the stocks, multimillion stocks I bought. But now, I'm desperate. I need zakat. I asked him, why? You know, it's just a little bit confusing. He said, there's no trade. I got no cash. Now, how much I earn? This trade, right? Then he earns money. With the money he buys his necessities. But now there's no trade. but there's no trade. I got the stock, no cash. What do I do? This is it. So these people are the worst hit. When the food distribution was going on, so many of them would come to tell us that we'd rather die with the sickness than with starvation. We, our wives, children, everybody's getting affected. So this extremism is not the right thing. Yes, with moderation, take your precautions. Nobody stops you with moderation. But extremism, that's not right. So you won't have the sick being treated. You won't have your funerals like they're supposed to be. And eventually, the Dr. Abdul Karim, who was the professor of this whole thing, the virus, he said, it's not so bad. You can bury and do everything. He announced it. Initially, what they did, after they made the tahqiq, he was a government doctor that was announcing all these things there. It's not so bad, you can. Yeah, all right. If you, someone wants to take precaution after the funeral, he can wash his hands. But everything must be normal. See that? So this extremist view, it's not right. So, I said that taqdeer is a blessing as well. Right? Why it's a blessing? Like the sharia is a blessing, the taqdeer is also a blessing. It's a blessing like this. Two people got caught, they got affected, right? One person says, now because of him, he got affected, he died, so he murdered them, right? Or this person here, because he goes out, therefore he risked himself, so he's committing suicide. So that was the extremist views that you're carrying on, right? And something happened that he keep playing the same record. He was not responsible, so he carried the disease, or he caught it because he was not responsible. That he would carry on. And the person that believes firmly in taqdeer says, all right, we need to take our precaution. But if anything happened, it's the will of Allah Ta'ala. You can't bypass the will of Allah Ta'ala. It's the will of Allah that it happened. Right? So you don't want to bypass or miss the will of Allah Ta'ala. His decision, it must happen. In the past, a patient used to... Some criminals used to be sentenced to death. Right? In this country also. Other countries also. So, one person is on the death row. So they allow him his last wish, what you want. So he spoke to his family, his friends, all that. He says, I'm making tawbah. I was guilty. I committed this crime. So I deserve the punishment. Right? But I must also admit that my time is up. My time is up. I won't be able to avoid this. I'll either go by sentence or some other means, but I must go. Because this is my time limit. لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٍ. Every person has a term, stated term. جَاءَ أَجَلٌ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ. When the stated term comes, then you can't delay it, but for a second. So my time has come. If it was not the crime, then in some other way I would have died. But I would have died because the term is stated. Right? I make tawbah, and I wish that this can happen on a Friday, so Allah will look at me even more favorably. And I also advise you to remain on the Sharia, to miss out your namazes, and be happy with the will of Allah Ta'ala. Don't ever complain. So now, when a person believes in taqdeer, he put a closure to the whole thing. It was the will of Allah Ta'ala, it happened, I am remorseful for what I have done. Not that he is justifying the crime that is committed. But by the same token, it's a will of Allah Ta'ala, it has to happen, it happens. So take it in the stride, and put it closer to it. So isn't it a blessing? Minus taqdeer and with taqdeer. So this belief in taqdeer, a part of it being an element of faith. That is, your faith in the iman is incomplete. Right? Without the belief of taqdeer. Right? The taqdeer, your iman is not right. That means your actions are not reaching Allah Ta'ala. You did the good work, but it's just dropping. So it's not reaching Allah Ta'ala. Why? You don't believe in taqdeer. Right? So a part of it being a part of your faith, it's a blessing also, right, that you put a closure to things. All right, it was taqdeer, and you couldn't avoid it, so it happened. Allah Pak give us the good of this world and the next world. Man is gone, good of the next world, and man is still around, the good of this world. So, you put a closure, you carry on your normal life, you don't fall into depression. But you apply your brains and your mind to it, and you will go in a circle that you can't come out. You can't just get out of the circle. Just carry on and on. That leads to depression, that leads to problems afterwards. There are so many domestic violence. You know, when it's locked down, there's so many, we have to counsel some people, but there's so many domestic violence. You know, like, you can understand now, the person is now used to an active life, right? And suddenly he's locked down, he can't move from home. And for an extended period of time, 1-2 days already could manage. He's an active person running around, exercising and everything else. And for a long period, he's locked. So, in the first situation, his energy was burnt out. Now, it's when he's restricted, so what will happen? His energy needs expression. You're using incorrectly, wife and children are catching it. In Phoenix, some polices, when they got it, they committed suicide. They fell in such a pit of depression that they committed suicide. The way the world was talking about it. See, this extremist in what happens. So, the best way is the way of the Sharia. So therefore, إِذَا ذُكِرَ الْقَدْرُ فَأَبْسِكُوا. The finer mysteries of taqdeer you will not understand. So keep quiet. One man came here. So he says, my son just refuses to attend madrasa. So what happened? So he came across, you know, alif, ba, ta, sa. So, at the end you got lam alif, you know. So the child is asking that all the other alphabets are single. Why is this alphabet double? Lam alif, right? Is it lam alif double? And this is not now confined to the Arabic language. English also has it. Doesn't English have a double U? Doesn't it have it? So Arabic also got lam alif. English also got double U. Well, the child just wanted to go. Now, what will be told to the child? The right thing to tell the child is you just carry on your madrasa. This finer aspects, you will understand it in life. When things will unfold, then you will understand. But you want to understand everything before you embark, it's not going to happen. Some persons, they are afraid to go to the plane. I know the story, right? So how will we exist? We're not touching land and we're not hooked onto the sky. You know, if you're touching land, or you're hooked, you're safe. But you're not on land, you're not in the sky. Were you? So Somebody will tell everybody to jump in, and everything will carry more of that. That's what you will tell them. Some want to touch the drone being on the boat. Because we can't see land now. What are you, how will we survive? A lot of people did go for Hajj because of that. So this extremist thing is not the way to go. You take a moderation path of moderation and trust in Allah. Ajmilu fi talab, mutawakkalu alayhi. Part of moderation and carry on. Otherwise, you take that extremist path, then you can't. So therefore the hadith says, إِذَا زُكِرَ الْقَدْرُ فَأَمْسِكُوا. Someone now, medicine, it will take about 10 years, 6 years university, 2 years internship, then third one, community service, right? Only after 10 years I can. So, what guarantee I have that I will pass, I'll become a successful doctor? So, rather, I don't do it. If everybody thought like that, you'll get doctors. Right? From the batch of 100 that went, maybe you get 50 doctors coming out, right? But because there was a 50% failure rate, so you didn't close the whole department. Carry on, fail, someone pass, but carry on. So in life you have to accept that it's going to be someone dropping out, someone going to fail, someone going to pass. But that life has to carry on. Otherwise you can't run a shop also, can't do business also. So there's three things that business own. Similarly spoken about Sahaba Kiram. Sahaba Kiram are being discussed, just keep quiet. Now why must we keep quiet? If people like gossiping, people like. It's free talk. You don't pay to talk. You pay. Today one email came in. So, and he's asking now. Pirate copies on the computer, how is it permissible or not permissible? Right. So, you don't talk about the Sahaba Kiram life. You speak about them in praise of them, in love of them, and in respect of them. But if there was a small discrepancy between them, you don't make it an issue, you don't discuss it. So the logic behind it is, within a home, there must have been a small problem, right? Father, mother, some problem, someone was shouting, someone got hit or something, something happened, right? But because of that, does the child go and sing the story to the whole world? Hey, my parents, they hit it up, man. They hit it. It's a boxing ring at home. Do they discuss it? Then your parents mean so much to you that you can't discuss it. But the Sahaba Kiram was so cheap, supposed to speak everything about it. So you have the small differences, but you overlook the differences, then you carry on. Number two, the reason for not making this an issue is the issue at hand was in front of the Sahaba Kiram, right? And it's not in front of us. It was in front of them. They knew what it was. But is it in front of us? All the facts are there before us. So all the facts are not before us. But all the facts were before them. So they were justified in doing what they did. But you're not justified in speaking against them because all the facts are not before you. So when the facts are not before you altogether, then you're discussing about them, or reviling them, or discussing them. So you'll go overboard. You'll run down one Sahabi, and you'll speak in the respect of the other Sahabi. So, because all the facts are not before you. When the facts are not before you, I don't want to listen. This is my parents. I don't want to listen to it. It's about 4 weeks ago. So, one person came. So his father-in-law was a Shia. So the girl, his wife, right, the proper Sunni's father-in-law is a Shia. Maybe a month ago, it's not. So he was discussing. That the father-in-law became sick and he died. Face already was disfigured already. You don't want to hear how he was disfigured. He said, I went to Buddha Gusan, I saw that. He said, then, personally, I had to go in to the Kabristan because no one helping, right? But I had to go, once people took the courage, and went to the grave to do the dafan. And he's talking about his own father-in-law. So he says, hey, we saw, with our eyes we saw such big spiders, venomous spiders. Right? They covered the grave. So we sprang out of the thing. They just dumped the sand over him and ran away. Now, that's a Shia, reviling a Sahabi. Right? So sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows it to you. This area here, just leave it. Yes. All of them, all the Sahaba Ikram, our parents, greater, billions of times greater than our parents. So when our parents mean so much, then the Sahaba Ikram are much more in our sight than our parents. So that is the good of this, we will talk, and if there were some differences, then we'll leave it to them. Because the differences, all the sight of the difference was before them. But it's not before us. Something is before us, something not before us. So our talking is immature or premature. Or biased. We are biased about it. So it won't be fair to us, not fair to them. So the simplest thing is just keep quiet. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayh, Imam of Hadith, Ustad of Imam Bukhari, Imam Abu Dawud, Imam Tirmidhi, he's a Ustad. So he is in his lesson, in his dars, and one person comes, he's a little bit of a notorious person. So Imam Ahmad wasn't comfortable with his presence, he turned his face away. So anyway, he asked, he petitioned, can I say something? So the tone he spoke, it won Imam Ahmad's heart, what I'd say. When a person is humble, is remorseful, even if he's wrong, but you will see in favor of him, because he's remorseful, he's humble. The last night I saw Rasulullah, huge gathering, and Rasulullah was blessing someone, making dua. And I wanted to say my part, but I'm thinking to myself, I'm such a gunegar, how can I stand up and say something? I want to also to get the blessings and the du'as of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the other people are. But then I'm looking at myself, I'm a drunkard living in sin here. How can I do this? When all this was going on, just then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called for me. Now, I was excited. Now, hey, what's going to happen? So he called for me, I stood up. So Nabi Sim is reassuring me, I love you. It was the opening statement, I love you. I was wondering, I'm in sin, like this, you know. So what's the catalyst, what's the reason, why is loving me? So I love you because you always talk good of my Sahaba. You don't ever revile them. You love them. When Ahabbani, another hadith. Man ahabbahum bi hubbi ahabbahum. You love them because of me, you're loving them. So if you speak out against them, that means man abghadahum bi bughdi abghadahum. Because you dislike me, therefore you dislike them. You like me, so therefore you speak about it. So you have love for me. And then he says thereafter, Imam said, you be a witness today, I made a firm tawbah, I'm not going to go back to this. But you see, the starting point is the love, Muhabbat. It may be weak, some discrepancy here and there, but now he's got that Muhabbat and all that, and he's sincere about it. When he fell into wrong, we also have our wrongs, right? And he made tawbah. But now, see how Rasulullah elevated the person. So the love what he does to a person, and the hatred what he does. From where it takes you from a level to a level. Just Muhabbat. Plain Muhabbat. Don't speak out against them. Think good about them. If you have to discuss, speak good about them. Especially if your wife and children, speak good about the Sahaba Kiram. And those that are reviving the Sahaba Kiram, what's the intention? I should think for a long time, what's the intention? Running them down for what? To me, the only reason is that they want to make you feel that the treasure of hadith is a suspect. That's why they revive. Because the link between you and Rasulullah, who's the link? Sahaba Ikram, in the report, who's the link? So if I smash down the Sahaba, that he's like this, and he's like that, and he's like that, will you have any confidence in his reports? Will you have any confidence? The confidence is gone now. So the person who wants to destroy Deen, he will speak out against Sahaba Ikram. Why? Because now your confidence is lost. Confidence lost, everything. See this respect, Muhabbat, don't speak out against them. The same would apply to the hadith, etc. You respect it, you talk well about it. That's why you don't see, you won't have heard any masjid, Shia, and they got full Quran Sharif Tarawih. You ever hear? Full Quran Sharif Tarawih, anywhere you see it. Because the Quran Sharif was brought to us by Sahaba Kiram, and they hate the Sahaba Kiram, so how can they read the Quran Sharif? How can they read the Quran Sharif? Because they hate the Sahaba Kiram. There's no love for them. So how can they read the Quran Sharif? So right throughout the world, now they can't. When I think about it, I come to the conclusion that they dislike amongst the Sahaba, the one they dislike most is Umar Ali Rao. Because the first person that spoke about the Jama'ah of the Quran, compiling of the Quran, was Umar. He spoke first. He requested Umar, Abu Bakr, to want to dislike him. Because they're saying that this is not the Quran. It's not a Quran Sharif. Har surra man ra'a. It's hidden there. So, why did Allah reveal the Quran Sharif when it's going to be hidden and concealed for over 1,000 years? It's not making sense, right? So, this was a man, and when Ramzan comes, we make dua for the Sahaba Ikram, all of them, right? I tried to talk there. But the heart was to make more dua for Umar and Ramzan. You see all the Sahaba, all the hafizes, right? They're swinging one way until the talaq is not over, they're swinging. I ask you, Allah Badat, when the Umar knew it, would you have learned the Quran? You just memorize the speech. Now you got Tarawih, no? Every time, right till after Tarawih, you've got to figure it. He's the one that introduced the Tarawih. So his blessings, the Jama'ah of the Quran Sharif, his blessings that you got the Quran Sharif, right? You've got to figure that I'm going to get my Tarawih. I don't want to score goals out of the public there. Right? What they tell. So, whatever the case is, but the Quran Sharif is preserved through the Tarawih that was introduced by Umar. So he got the Quran Sharif. He got it right for him. And then the third thing is the Fatih of Iran, and Iraq was an Umar of Iran, Qadsiyah, what is that? That's Iran, Iraq, that he's the Fatih. He conquered that land. So won't they hate him? They must hate him. So the second point is إِذَا ذُكِرَ أَصْحَابِ فَأَمْسِكُوا. One is Qadr, one is Sahaba, and the third is وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ النُّجُومْ فَأَمْسِكُوا. When people talk about astrology and all that, then just keep it, just hold back. Don't talk about Leo and all these things here. Leave all these things here. Because today you will read the stars, tomorrow you will begin to feel that the stars, they manipulate and they administer all the affairs. Sometimes you're thinking in Urdu or Arabic, are you looking for the right word? Tadbir karte hai, right? So, tasarruf karte hai. So, when you become too thick on the star reading, then you begin to feel that it is the stars that control. They make things happen. Right? So then your iman goes, right? And the whole thing is based on speculation, or because of this happened, speculation. I'm surprised that in some Arab countries, I have to be there. So the newspapers near this, so I just browse through. So I say, a lot of authentic tasawuf kitabs are all prohibited. But they got all this Leo and all these stars. All that they got. And that is kufr and shirk. Right? Kafara man qala mutirna bino ikala. So come across the hadith. Bino ikala. They became kafirs. Right? So that they got it openly. And nobody is talking about it. But that someone is being tawi, he's a kafir. But the Sahu Kitab is all kafir. So the third thing is this Nujum, astrology, all that. Don't get into this. You will be thrown out of Islam. So there's three things just look after. Today's sabak is one is taqdeer. Just keep quiet. Our work is to believe. Everything is the taqdeer and the stipulation of Allah Ta'ala. And it can't go against his stipulation. That's enough. Why like that? Available. Why like this? Why not like that? That you won't get to know. It's something that's unquestionable. Someone asks you, why is your nose front of your face? Any answer for that? Why you got 32 teeth? Why not 20 teeth? Why? Any answer for that? No answer for that. Allah Pak made you left each class. You have to stop at that point. It's divine stipulation. Allah Pak stipulated that it must be like this. So that's why your nose is front. Why your eyes are in front? You should have it, you know, rear view. You want a swap. One rear, one rear. Why? You look ugly, isn't it? So you have to say that it's divine stipulation. Allah commanded. Right? And any other way won't be nice, won't be right. So he commanded, so we just take it. So in every other matter also, it's his command, and we are happy with his command. Radhi to be lahi rabba khalas. So your life becomes easy, your mind is settled, and you put a closure to a lot of things. So, then that one is taqdeer, then is sahaba, be happy with them. And the mutasarrif al-umur, the one that is administrating the affairs of Allah Ta'ala, don't attribute it to all these things, idols and stars and whatever else. Don't attribute it to it. Leave it to Allah Ta'ala. It's his. Lillahi amru. Min qablu wa min ba'd. He's in control, full control. Not half control, short control. He's in full control. So leave it to him. You just have this right. The deal right. Sahaba Ikram right. And the belief is right. That Allah Pak is in full control. He does as he pleases. You don't justify. In this age, my heart tells me, inshallah, that person will die as a Muslim. But he's believing that deed is right, Sahaba Kiram is right, and he's happy with the decisions of Allah Ta'ala, believes that everything comes from him. He's not justifying and giving his own interpretation. If he's got this right, inshallah, if he's done some wrong, Allah Ta'ala will see him, but inshallah he'll be blessed afterwards. Allah Ta'ala tawfeeq lahu min kulli khair.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم أرنا الحق حق وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطل وارزقنا اجتنابه يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عيننا يا رب العالمين. بلغة الله رحيم الله كريم الله most merciful compassionate الله Ya Adhar Jalali wa Ikram, we complain to you of our weak souls and our lack of doing good, Ya Allah, and of our sins that we have committed, Ya Allah, throughout of our life, Ya Allah. We admit our faults, Ya Allah. O Allah, please forgive each and every one of us. O Allah, forgive all our sins that we have committed knowingly and unknowingly, Ya Allah. Ilah al-Alameen, give each and every one of us, Ya Allah, and the whole mankind, Ya Allah. O Allah, make us obedient followers of Janabi Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, keep each and every one of us in the Sirat al-Mustaqim and keep us in the Naqsh al-Qadam of Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let us keep the Sahaba in front of us and keep the Akabirin who kept the Sahaba in front of us, Ya, in front of them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us follow the Sahaba step by step in whatever we do, Ya Allah. Let us keep them as a yardstick in front of us in whatever we do, Ya Allah. O Allah, all these fitnas that are in front and all these different invitations that are there and all these different temptations that are there to lure people away, O Allah, those that have already gone astray, Ya Allah, give them hidayat and bring them back, Ya Allah, and Ya Allah, you save us also, Ya Allah. O Allah, whatever little we are doing and whatever has been done is your grace, O Allah. O Allah, it is your grace that we can say one Subhanallah. Your grace, Ya Allah, that we can even think in the right direction. It is your grace, my Allah, that we can even come to good and park environments. Wallah, everything is 100%, 1,000,000%, 1,000,000,000%, Ya Allah, your fazal and karam. Ya Bari Ta'ala, don't leave us subservient to our nafs, even for a blink of an eye, Ya Allah. And whatever has been achieved, O my Allah, Ya Allah, let it not slip away. O Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, till the very end, keep us firm on our iman, Ya Allah. O Allah, from all directions we are being tested, Ya Allah. Each and every one of us are being tested in different ways. But O my Allah, we've heard from your servants so beautifully saying on one occasion that the one that sets the examination, if he helps you to write the examination, then the examination becomes easy. O Allah, make our examinations easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we all are being tested in different ways. Ya Allah, help us in our spiritual examinations, in our health examinations, Ya Allah. Whatever examination that you have chosen for us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make it easy for us, Ya Allah. O Allah, you assist us and guide us, Ya Allah. Ila al-alamin, strengthen our salah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the salah and the namaz that is jandar and shandar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us that salah that can draw from your treasures, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our namaz such, Ya Allah, which is desired from us, Ya Allah, that can reach your arsh. And Ya Allah, through it, Ya Allah, whatever our needs are, can be fulfilled. O Allah, bless us with ilm and afiyah, rizq wa asiya, amal mutakabbala, shifa'a min kulli da. O Allah, keep our tongues moist with zikrullah. O Allah, at all times, hama waqt, Ya Allah, let our hearts be in contact, Ya Allah, one way or another, that whatever we see, whatever we do, let it be a remembrance of you, Ya Allah. O Allah, whatever has been prescribed to us by our kabirin and our senior, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let us complete that. And O Allah, let us be firm, Ya Allah. Ila al-alamin, we beg of you that let us be good to each and everyone so that we do not have any problems, Ya Allah, throughout the journey, Ya Allah. O Allah, we cannot afford to be muflis on the day of Qiyamah. O Allah, let us fulfill each and every one as a rights, whether it be our parents' rights, Ya Allah, it be our family's rights, relatives' rights. Ya Allah, the rights of each and every creation, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us pass our life in this condition. We don't break anyone's heart. We don't hurt anybody. Ya Allah, and anyone's right is upon us. Ya Allah, give us the strength, Ya Allah, that when our rights are being trampled upon, that how we can make afu and forgive them, and we can continue in this way, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us the strength, Ya Allah, to live our life in this condition, in this manner, so that we can reach you in a situation, Ya Allah, that you are pleased with us. O Allah, give us the tawfiq to keep an eye on our intention all the time. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to keep an eye on our intention all the time. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept our help and time, and our abilities and capabilities to be spent behind our islah, to be spent behind our reformation, to be spent behind our spiritual progress. O Allah, O Allah, it's so important for us, Ya Allah, that we spend our health, wealth and time behind getting close to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, yet we have faltered in this matter. Forgive us for this, Ya Allah. O Allah, we have spent our wealth and we have spent our health and time in everything else, but we have not spent it in the correct ways. O Allah, we ask you to forgive us for squandering our time, for squandering our wealth, for squandering our energies, for squandering our capabilities and energies. Ila al-alamin, throughout the globe, there are so many people that are sick and ailing. O Allah, so many people are going through difficulties. O Allah, they are not well. O Allah, give them shifa. Shifa ya kamila, ajila, daima, mustamira. O Allah, so many people are passing away at this very time, Ya Allah. Let it be that they leave with the condition of iman. Ya Allah, right now, so many of our kabirin, they are in great concern of our country, of our kabirin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for them also, Ya Allah. Ila al-alamin, Ya Allah, we thank you for this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we thank you that everything is going, Ya Allah, so well. Ya Allah, your decree, your command. Ya Allah, we're happy with every situation. Ya Allah, compared to last year, Ya Allah, we make shukr, Ya Allah. At all times we make shukr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this year the masjids are open. Ya Allah, we continue to make shukr, Ya Allah, and give us the ability to make more and more shukr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open up the Haramain Sharifain for us, Ya Allah. O Allah, open up the Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Ya Bari Ta'ala, Ya Allah, one is the joy of sending Durood Sharif from here, Ya Allah. Ya Bari Ta'ala, and one is to go to the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and present it at his court. Oh Allah, one is the joy of drinking Zamzam seated here, one is the joy of drinking it in the Mataf. Oh Allah, we are not worthy souls to go there. Lekin kis muh se hum Kaaba ke paas jaye, isi muh se saath hum jayenge, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are going there to wash our sins. Ya Allah, what are the feasts we got to present by the Kaaba? What are the heart we got to go by Huzur-e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Ya Allah, we only got this heart and this face and this sinful self of ours. Ya Allah, take us back to the Haramain Sharifin without any of all the other clauses that they are putting of accreditation and vaccination and all the other laws and stipulations. Ya Allah, we only need one, and that is your hukam. And Ya Allah, open up the doors for the ummah. And oh Allah, all those things that people used to do before, Ya Allah, by means of which probably is the sabab of mahrumiyat, Ya Allah, let the ummah now go there with adab, so that things can be opened up for us, Ya Allah. Ila al-alamin. Ya Allah, everybody throughout has got some needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, everyone has got some needs, Ya Allah. So many people are doing so many different dini works, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the maktab work, Ya Allah, accept that work. Ya Allah, they want to build, Ya Allah, make the building easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the darulum work, Ya Allah, accept that work also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the dawat and tabligh work, Ya Allah, protect the marakis. Ya Allah, wherever the jamaats are striving, pedal jamaats, long-term jamaats, short-term jamaats, accept that work, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the islahi work, Ya Allah, khanka work, Ya Allah, accept that, Ya Allah. Those that are in tasneef and talif, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept them also, Ya Allah. Those that are doing imdad work, helping the fuqara, masakin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them madad, Ya Allah, help them in that work also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever are doing whatever kind of work for the sake of deen, Ya Allah. Amin ke rafiq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we make dua for them. Ya Allah, give them barakat in what they are doing. Ya Allah, give them ikhlas in what they are doing, lillahiyat what they are doing. Ya Allah, parpoor madad farma, Ya Allah. اور ان کے برنامج میں تکمیل تک پہنچا دے یا اللہ الہ العالمین یا اللہ بلس ابو حضرت یا اللہ فور امپارٹنگ ہز ایکسپیرینس اینڈ نالج ٹو اس یا اللہ بلس ہز انٹائر فیملی اینڈ دوز فرام ہز بیلوڈ فیملی دیٹ ہیو پاسڈ آن یا اللہ فل دیئر قبر النور خصوصا حضرت حافظ صاحب ہو وی ہیڈ لاسٹ ویری ریسنٹلی فل ہز قبر النور ایز ویل ایز ہز والدین یا اللہ فل دیئر قبر النور ایز ویل Ilah al-Alameen, we ask you on behalf of the entire mankind, Ya Allah, in this Mubarak days of Ramadan Sharif, Ya Allah, you accept all that they are doing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, definitely we haven't done much. Definitely we haven't done much, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but whatever little we did is your grace. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq to do more. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq to connect with you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and the asbaq, and the lessons that are being imparted to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it ring in our heart and let it be understood by us. Ya Allah, and then you make it part and parcel of our life, Ya Allah, so that it can come as a fitrat to us, Ilah al-Alameen. Ilah al-Alameen, tu humse razi ho ja, tu humare toti poti dua ko kabool farma. Mula ya salli wa sallim daiman abada, ala habibika khayri khalki kullihimi, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyihi. O Allah, all those people that are making whatever service to make things work for the people, to keep them comfortable, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those people who are working to make everybody comfortable, Ya Allah. You bless the people also. Whoever are cleaning also, Ya Allah. You bless them also, Ya Allah. Everybody that is doing something, Ya Allah. You bless them also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hame kabul farma de. Bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.